This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the podcast. A lot of interesting stuff today. What's going on with our financial system right now? We're going to talk about all the crazy stuff going on with Joe Biden and guns right now. Brian Lilly joins us about the insane restrictions that are still going down and getting tighter in Canada right now, getting more and more nuts. And Governor Scott Walker joins us as well to talk about his new project about moving conservatism forward in the future. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and rate and review if you get a second. It's always very much appreciated. And click over to Stu Does America on this podcast app for new episodes every single day. You know, we did a crazy sort of podcast this past week, YouTube only, youtube.com/Stu Does America, where we did a power hour and attempted to talk politics. It got very messy and I'm still recovering. That's the bottom line, but go check it out. It was a wild, wild night. Don't forget to check out Glenn Beck TV as well. You can get that show, my show, Pat Gray Unleashed, Steven Crowder, Mark Levin, all these great hosts. If you just go to blazetv.com/Glenn, the promo code is Glenn. You'll save $10 off your subscription to Blaze TV. Here's the podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
Pat Gray joins us from Pat Gray Unleashed, which is a podcast you can hear live on Blaze Radio before this program, or you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to the program, Pat.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
sure,
and
you are.
Very excited about our president talking about the things that we all want to see done. I love it when he speaks for all Americans. Isn't it great?
Well, I like the way he's passed a lot of bipartisan bills, even though not a single Republican has voted for them.
Yes.
But they're very bipartisan.
Yeah,
very
not in Congress, of course, but the people are all united with him.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's what that is. Yes.
Really? How come the people voted for Republicans if the Republicans are all voting no on those?
Well, I don't know. Honestly,
okay.
I don't.
All right.
I wish I could have an explanation, but I don't.
Okay.
But so. he does believe that we all agree with him on assault rifles, for one thing. Here's some of what he had to say.
It is a national embarrassment what's going on. And it's not only these mass shootings that are occurring. Every single day.
Every day.
Every single day.
Every single day.
There's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out on the streets of our cities and our rural areas. It's a national embarrassment and must come to an end. And one last thing.
One last thing.
The folks who own weapons.
Right.
The folks who own guns.
Who own weapons.
They support universal background checks.
No.
The majority of them think we should not be selling assault weapons.
No.
God's name needs a weapon that can hold 100 rounds or 40 rounds or 20 rounds.
I do.
Wrong. And I'm not going to give up till it's done.
Well, that's good because we all know the Second Amendment need clause that's so important.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Guns, you know, people can own guns and it shall not be infringed. If they need it.
But nobody needs an assault rifle.
Yeah.
Nobody needs that. Nobody needs it.
I went to a gun show this weekend. I bought a nuclear missile, and they didn't even ask for a background check.
Wow.
And my father left me an F-16 when he died.
Yeah.
And I didn't even have to do any paperwork. He just gave it to me in his will, through his will.
That happens all the time. That happens every day in America. That's why you see so many F-16 assaults in neighborhoods all over America.
Right. Well, you know, in Chicago or whatever. But I'm gonna strafe Oklahoma today, and tomorrow I may just blow it up with my nuclear missile that I bought.
You might as well
a background track.
You might as well. I mean, a lot of people don't even show their ID when they're buying an F-16 fighter jet. They don't
show
ID.
I know. They don't.
You don't
they
have
don't.
To.
It is great. As long as you're at a gun show.
Right.
It's a loophole.
Yes, it's the loophole.
Most people don't Well, no. Now, Cuomo is talking now about police reform. Now, Pat, I want you to help me noodle this, if you will.
All right.
Okay. When there's shootings in schools and there's, you know, robberies and stuff, they say you shouldn't carry a gun. You should wait for the first responder, right?
Right. Yes. Okay.
So they want to get rid of our guns because only the first responders know how to use guns. They're trained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Except they want to get rid of the first responders now. So
yeah.
Who will be there to call?
The second responders, which I think falls to mall cops. I think mall police will be there for you.
Really?
Yes.
Because I thought it might be BLM. I thought the second responders might. Would be BLM.
Yes.
You know, we're just reimagining things here. I don't know if you heard this, but while we're on this, Governor Cuomo said police reform. No.
Yeah.
Listen to his reasoning.
Chris Cuomo.
Chris Cuomo.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, yeah. Chris Cuomo. Yeah, yeah, listen to this.
Shootings, gun laws, access to weapons. Oh, you? Mm-hmm. I know when they'll change.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
When your kids start getting killed?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
White people's kids start getting killed?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, is your audience
right.
white?
Smoking that doobie that's actually legal probably in your
doobie.
State now, but they don't know
doobie.
What it was. And then the kid
Welcome
runs.
Welcome to 1973.
Cop was justified. Why'd you run? Oh, he had a baseball game tonight. Huh. White kid, that big family, that house over there.
This guy is an idiot.
Oh, such
an
imbecile.
Don't start piling up. What is going on with these police? Oh, what? Maybe we shouldn't even have police. That kind of mania, that kind of madness, that'll be you. That'll be the majority, because it's your people.
What? Who are you?
See,
only
now,
have white
black
viewers?
People
what?
Start getting all guns, forming wow. militias, protect themselves. Can't trust deep state. Hoo-hoo. You'll see a wave of change in access and accountability.
How does he think
Woo-hoo.
This is a good point? This is
incredible. I don't know. That's unbelievable.
Oh, because he's a moron.
He is such a moron.
He's an
he's
imbecile.
A moron.
He really is.
We 100%, by the way, invite African Americans to take advantage of their yes. constitutional Second Amendment rights. They absolutely should
by the
be
way,
outlawing firearms. Congratulations, please do.
It's the Constitution, when enforced, that actually helps the African American community, as it did with the Klan in days of yore. And as it would in Chicago.
And we should also note that more white people are killed by cops than black people
right.
in this country.
Right. And it just happened last week with a 16-year-old, 15 or 16-year-old shot by police. A white kid. And
he doesn't know this because he doesn't cover any of them.
None of it. And he has no idea. 457 whites were killed last year. Almost double the number of blacks were killed by police.
Per capita.
What do you mean? It happens.
Per capita.
Yes, per capita.
It just seems like when you're trying to make a point of unending genocide, you don't need to make the per capita point. It wasn't like, you know, the Holocaust is actually a story of per capita Jews being killed. it just doesn't work like that.
Yes, there were a lot of Jews killed.
Yeah. There were more Aryans killed by Hitler's government, of course. We should note that. But per capita, it was higher among the Jewish population. That's not
right.
an argument of unending
yeah.
genocide. You don't need that qualifier when this is actually happening.
So when you're, let's say, out at dinner, should I become more confrontational with you? Should I encourage people to be more confrontational?
Oh,
because
definitely.
You're clearly a racist.
There should be more people in the street and more people being more confrontational at all times. But I'm not inciting anything there by saying that.
Yeah, no.
I'm not inciting anything.
Of course not. And neither is Maxine Waters. Listen to this from Saturday night.
We've got to not only stay in the street, but we've got to fight for justice. But I am very hopeful, and I hope that we're going to get a verdict that say guilty, guilty, guilty. And if we don't, we cannot go away.
And not just manslaughter, right? I mean...
Oh, no, not manslaughter. No. This is guilty for murder. I don't know whether it's in the first degree, but as far as I'm concerned, it's first degree.
Congressman, what happens if we do not get... Get what
you just told. What should the people do? What should protesters on the street do?
I didn't hear you.
What happens?
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Good thing she's not inciting anybody.
No.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
No. And let me tell you something. Did you know that people that were Republicans were giving secret tours in the Capitol on January 6th? Now, nobody is on record. Nobody has said anything like that. But it's the Republicans that were inciting those January 6th people. So why are you concentrating now on Maxine Waters? I can't believe it. Well, yes, I can. If anyone within the sound of our voice was reasonable that disagrees with our point of view on, you know, almost everything, if you were reasonable, you would hear that and you would go, oh, my gosh. Yeah, she needs to be sanctioned for that at least.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. They would compare what she just said there to what they think Donald Trump was saying, which he never said anything close to what
anything
she just said there.
And they impeached him.
Yeah.
They impeached him for it.
For inciting a riot.
Correct. And he didn't do it. Now, it's a good thing, though, that we do have Madonna, you know, on the case, because Madonna tweeted this weekend, as for police killing innocent children, shooting and... Wait a minute. Did she see that? Did you just say there was a story about a white kid that was shot by the cops just last weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
Yeah, she's not referencing that. As for police killing innocent children, shooting and suffocating and brutalizing innocent people, they should go immediately to jail for the rest of their lives. I'm quoting, no trial, no corrupt justice system, just jail. Now, I don't know if she understands that the definition of a corrupt justice system is just pulling people off the streets who somebody thinks is guilty and then just putting them in jail for the rest of their life. I mean...
Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Seems like
no
justice.
Trial.
Yeah.
Just go directly to jail.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's not
that.
Fascism at all. Not at all. That's
just common sense police
reform. Common sense reform.
That's all
exactly
that is.
Exactly what it is.
Common sense police reform. And I don't like anyone calling it anything differently. By the way, did you see the dash cam video from Georgia? Anybody who says that the police should not have their weapons for traffic stops, I want to show you what just happened in Georgia. If you're watching The Blaze, I'll describe it afterwards, but if you're watching The Blaze, they are in a high-speed chase. They see that the car, one police officer down this road ways away has stopped. They think that they have stopped the guy. And so they're just blocking the other end of the street. And then they decide, uh-oh, something's wrong. And they race. And as they're driving to the other police car, this is what happens. Watch.
Let's move down. Let's move down. Come on.
As they get back in.
Yeah, it is a killer.
And look what they see. Man jumps out of the dark.
Holy Jeez. Crap.
And he just starts firing
an AK-47.
That's the cop.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow. You know, I don't know about
Scary.
You, but yeah, that's terrifying. That's one of the more terrifying scenes I have ever seen. If you're a cop, that was their dash cam. I mean, and you and these people, they just want to pull all the cops off, and the cops shouldn't carry guns because the cops are the bad guys.
And you never know when you're going to face a situation like that.
They didn't. Yeah. It was a high-speed chase.
There's two sides to this, though. The cop was clearly speeding.
Well,
over to the incident. I mean, come on.
You know, I've watched this video now three times, and I didn't even notice what color the guy with the gun was, because all I could see was the gun. But I'm sure he was black and the cops were all white. I'll bet you this was just about racism.
Mm-hmm.
And the gun? Mm-hmm. Notice the color of the gun? Black.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Tried to buy some Dogecoin today. What is it? D-O-G-E?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you own any?
You know, there's been investments made, Glenn.
You are so cryptic. So cryptic. Just yes or no.
Yeah, I do own a little bit. I mean,
when did you buy it? Were you like at 0.008?
No.
Cents?
Unfortunately, no. I thought I missed the entire run up, and I was like, I'm just going to do it just because I think it'll be funny. And I bought it at, I think, 5.7 cents. So, you know, it's been a good 3 weeks, and I'm only up, what, 7 times my money at this point, which is very disappointing.
It's amazing.
It's so amazing.
Ridiculous. Do you think this is the people who were kind of involved in a way with the GameStop thing are kind of running this one up, right?
Yeah, because look, there are arguments, and we've made them and talked about them, about cryptocurrency really being a vital part of our future. There's not really an argument for Dogecoin to be
right.
a vital part of our future. It's basically an abandoned cryptocurrency that was sort of, you know, it's been dormant really for many years. It was started as a joke. It's a currency that, unlike Bitcoin, there can only be a maximum of 21 million Bitcoin, which is one of the reasons why conservatives, libertarians like this stuff so much. Because, you know, look, you see how we're printing money. You just were talking about all of this, right? Yeah. So if there's only 21 million of them, it can't inflate. Then you have a good argument that eventually the price will be going up. Dogecoin, I think it's something like 10,000 new Dogecoins are minted every minute. It's like it's an inflationary currency in a crazy way. It's basically a currency that's based solely on Elon Musk tweeting about it.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
This one feels just like a joke. It's been a fun thing to do, and a lot of people have made a ton of money on it because, as you point out, Glenn, you know, less than a year ago, you could have bought it for 0.2 cents, and right now. It's been as, let's see where we are here.
It was 45 cents, I thought, over the weekend.
It did hit, it's not there right now. It's up, it's at 37 cents right now. So you're talking about hundreds of times your money if you bought a few months ago. But I mean, I bought 3 weeks ago and legitimately I'm up seven times right now, your money. I mean, again, I don't think this is a long lasting thing per se.
No.
But it's a fun ride.
It might be worth $100 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People, I talk to people all the time that say, Bitcoin, it's too late for me. No, it is not. No, it is not. I mean, there's a chance that none of this stuff happens because the federal government gets into cryptocurrency and outlaws everything else. But, you know, from here to there, and that's speculation, from here to there, there's a lot of upside. As the dollar, it becomes more and more apparent, the dollar is not going to have value. This Bitcoin in particular is going to go up. They're saying now by the end of was it next year? Who was it that said this? Bloomberg or Citi or one of the big investment houses said $400,000 a coin.
It's incredible.
In 18 months,
and then, like, all that stuff sounds ridiculous, but like it's the same way it sounded 1 year ago when Bitcoin was at 3,000.
Yeah,
it felt
and we
really
said it
ridiculous.
Was at 60. It'll be 65 by the end of next year.
Yeah, that
what?
Was ridiculous too.
Yeah,
you know, and the Dogecoin thing is, you know, look, all of my investment advice comes from my experience in Dogecoin.
Yeah,
but I thought the same thing. I'm like, I missed out on it. It went from 0.2 cents to 5.7 cents. Well, now it's at 35. As you point out, it hit almost 50 cents per, which is completely nuts. I am frankly completely nuts. It was started as a joke, but you know, these things sometimes get quirky and catch on, and there's a big rumor going on, Glenn, because what's today? Today's the 19th, right? Tomorrow, this is how serious of a currency this is. Tomorrow is 420, and there's a big conversation about the idea that
all right,
all the potheads are going to come in and buy Dogecoin tomorrow.
too. I got no signal how high we are right now, which we are.
Yes, we are. I wish I were. Kids, let me just say it again. Don't drink too early, okay? Save those blackouts because you are going to need them later in life, especially when you have kids about your age. You're going to need them. So please, please, alcoholism is no joke. Save it for later in life.
It's not exactly the same message as AA, but it's... it's close.
No, but it's born from that, you know, because I had to sober up or I'd be dead with AA, you know. And I'm not dead. I'm just really regretting that I started so young. Such a mistake. All right, Stu, can I ask you, how much money, this is a serious question, how much money do you have to make to buy a really nice house in Georgia, a decent small house in Los Angeles, a really nice house up in the hills just a few minutes away from Malibu. There's a fourth one. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you know, the BLM co-founder.
Yeah.
And look at if the bottom entry-level apartment. We don't know what she was looking at, but the bottom-level apartment starts at $500,000 in the Bahamas, okay? It's from $500,000 to, I think, $10 million. How much money do you have to make to feel comfortable to have those investments?
I mean, millions and millions of dollars.
Right?
Right. I mean,
right?
This is a woman who was a socialist community organizer like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And now she has four houses and is looking at an apartment in the Bahamas.
Right. You'd have to have like a lifetime. You're either dumb as a box of rocks, which is possible.
Possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dumb as a box of rocks, or just know that you have just discovered gold and oil, and it's only a matter of time before everybody catches on, and I don't have anything to worry about for the rest of my life. I can take all these risks.
Well, yeah, think about this for a second, Glenn. Mm-hmm. I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I've been doing this show for over 20 years, yeah. Okay? This is a show that we were there to we founded this show, where I was there with you when the show started, okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It turned into a nationally syndicated show, which has now been, this year, nationally syndicated for 20 years. The host of the program is in the Radio Hall of Fame. No one can explain that really, but we'll move on from that particular thing. Okay,
it was graft.
I've been on the show. We've done it for 20 years. We've done television shows together. I've done my own television shows, my own shows. My wife also had a national syndicated show until COVID hit. And has worked in some of the top markets in the country. I bought Bitcoin in 2014. I bought Dogecoin 3 weeks ago. And I have one house. How on freaking earth does this woman have four houses and
how
an apartment
do you get
in the Bahamas?
How do you get a loan? Because where's the income? Even if you're doing well right now, you don't get a loan like that without a long period of income.
Right.
Show me your tax returns last year and the year before and the year before. I mean, it's insane. Something is really wrong here. And everybody just is like, no, it's not. She can do that as a Marxist. No, she can't. No, she can't. The question is, where is the money coming from? And why is the press covering for her? Did you see that last week? Do we still have what we used on Friday? I did a whole Friday rant on this for Blaze subscribers only. It's really good. Sarah, tell me if Steven has the pictures of the you know, Dallas headlines and the HuffPo headlines from Friday. Stu, last week, the Post was again, the New York Post was censored again and was told you cannot post anything about this story anymore. Because why? Do you know the story?
Because you're giving away the location of her home, I think was their justification.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. On Friday, I went through the Dallas the news reporting not only on you have them, bring them up one by one. Here's the first one. This is the Dallas, I think, Morning News. And it's about my house. And yes, it's a beautiful house and expensive.
It's sweet. Yeah.
But I can tell you exactly how I pay for it. You know how I pay for it. I do television and radio, and I've worked hard for it. And it is a sweet house. I mean, I was just in the backyard last week, and I said to my wife, I cannot believe this is our house. I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities that this country and you as an audience have afforded me. I appreciate it. I'm a capitalist, okay? I got one. I don't have a Bahamas, nothing like that, okay? So here they are reporting on my house, and here's another headline reporting on my house. Here is, before I even moved to Dallas, here is the Huffington Post showing the house that I was going to rent with photos of the inside and the outside and the location of the house. By the way, the other houses, the other house that I, put up for sale, they clearly said where that was, etc. Here's a headline from Waco that shows, show the Waco one. This says that I'm buying a ranch in Waco. I'm not buying a ranch in Waco. No. But that was outing me that I'm buying this certain ranch, blah, 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 blah. No concern at all. We had to move from New Canaan because it had become so dangerous for us that people were going through our garbage. And it was, the house was just not secure for what we were going through. This is the Business Insider showing my house that I'm selling and moving out of. Not a problem with that. When I went online and I just put in Glenn Beck's house, all of these headlines came up, but something else came up. This is on, it wasn't Google, it was the Microsoft, what is it, Bing?
Yeah.
Search. It said, also search for Glenn Beck's business address. Okay, so I clicked on that and it showed. Now, luckily, this is just my email address or my post office box, but this is done by. Can you read who that is? That's Celebrity Hunter Steve is the source on this one. And if you go to Celebrity Hunter Steve's page, the rest of it, you just click on this. What is it, Sarah?
Celebrity Detective Steve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Celebrity.
Totally different Celebrity yeah. Steve.
Celebrity Detective mm-hmm. Steve. He has the list of all of these people who are famous, and their home addresses, including pictures of everything. So I just want to know from Facebook and Twitter and everybody else, why exactly are you going after the Post? Because you don't seem to have a problem with it for anyone else.
Yeah. And remember, Jason Whitlock was on this program last week. He went into Twitter prison because he tweeted the story about the BLM founder getting all of these properties. Ben Shapiro had his link on Facebook blocked. They would not allow him to link to the story. And they weren't even like taking responsibility for it. They wouldn't even allow him to outlink to the story about this happening.
So here's the thing. I just want you to know this is not about safety. It's not about how many houses she has. It's not about any of it. This is about how did she make her money? Where is that money coming from? That's the only thing. Somebody wants to win a Pulitzer, in the parallel universe. That's the story you should be on. How is she making her money? And how much money is this Marxist making, especially from BLM?
She's just big on Dogecoin. That's all. She just bought really early. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe she did. Maybe she did. Maybe she's like, did. I hate this country. I'm going to buy Dogecoin.
This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. And don't forget, rate us on iTunes.
Brian is, you know, kind of a big deal up in Canada. He's a Canadian broadcaster and news authority, if you will. We've known him forever. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on with the restrictions and COVID. And have you all lost your mind, Brian, up in Canada?
Well, Glenn, if we were on TV instead of radio, it'd be blinking subliminal messages to you to come and rescue me because we have been we're held hostage here. Yeah, in some ways, we've lost our minds. We've got a never-ending stream of public health authorities employed by the government, different government ministers at different levels, all saying we've got to lock down. When we do lock down, there's a never-ending parade of Twitter doctors and TV doctors who are out there saying, you're not locking down hard enough and the government's killing everyone. And so it doesn't seem to matter what the government does. We've always got to lock down harder, shut down more things, kill off more businesses. But on Friday, here in Ontario, they brought in some restrictions for our province that were seen as going a step too far for the laptop class, the people who have been happy and supportive of all these lockdowns. You know, they were fine with, you know, shut down Joe's restaurant. That's great. Can't go to the florist. Who cares? I don't want to send my wife flowers anyway. Shut down all these businesses. I'm good with that. Wait a minute. Golf? I have a tea time Saturday.
Right.
And they lost their collectivist minds.
Okay. So apparently the governor implemented new restrictions. Anyone leaving their house can now be stopped and ID'd and ask where they're going and why. And if they don't comply, they can be fined or arrested. Is that true?
Well, it was for a few hours, but a lot of us stood up and said, we don't want to live in California. And and so that was walked back. Look, I mentioned the TV doctors and the Twitter doctors, and I mean that. We've got, you know, beyond our national news networks that are based here and are, you know, solidly on the left, we've got localized ones that are just focused on the Toronto area, you know, about 6 million people. And they constantly have a parade of doctors who allegedly are running intensive care units filled with COVID patients, but are also simultaneously on TV nonstop saying, if we don't have a Melbourne-style lockdown, then we're all going to die. And in Melbourne, in Australia, what they did was they closed the parks, they closed the golf courses, they closed ski hills. You couldn't go within about a three-mile limit of your home. The police could stop and check you. And the doctors were all advocating for this. And then when, you know, Premier Doug Ford brings it in, they all screamed and said, this is horrible. How can you do this to us? Yeah, I've been advocating against this for a long time. So I wrote a column for the Toronto Sun smacking them down pretty hard. And in less than 24 hours, they walked that back. But, you know, I got to say, every single, I'm looking at the numbers you guys have and the numbers they have in New York State even, and every single bad decision that local governments across the country have to make is because our prime minister, the Prince of Woke, Justin Trudeau, didn't get his vaccines. You guys are getting vaccines. It's working. Old people are no longer dying. And we just didn't get the adequate supply.
You can't buy them from us.
Well, just like Donald Trump had instituted export restrictions on vaccines leaving the United States, and of course he was a big mean bad orange man,
right,
for doing that, and he had to be punished and go away. But the new guy who's in charge, who's very pale and white and has white hair and very white teeth, he's good for keeping the same policy. We have actually received, so Biden has kept the same policy. You guys have an abundance of Pfizer and Moderna. The only vaccines we've been able to get from the United States are about 1.5 million doses of AstraZeneca, which you haven't even approved yet, and they were about to expire, so Biden's like, yeah, you can have these, but you'll give me your doses later on. We're
Holy
getting
cow.
Doses from, from Europe, and it's been sporadic.
This is insane. I don't think Americans even know this. That's insane that we're across the board. I mean, you can have all our Johnson & Johnson stuff.
And guess what? We're going to take it.
I know you will. I know you will.
We're going to take it because, you know, we just don't have anything because Trudeau screwed up. And by the way, there's a doctor at the Federation of American Scientists in Washington, D.C., who was tweeting this morning about how crazy it is that our international airports are still open the way they are with flight after flight landing with COVID-infected passengers because you have to get a COVID test when you land.
Well, at least you don't have the southern border on fire like we do, you know. I mean, it could be worse, Brian. Look at it that way. Tell me what's happening with the practice of religion up there. Because, do people in Canada care? Because it doesn't seem like it when the Canadian government just comes in and takes churches over, puts pastors in prison. I mean, is that a big story in Canada?
It is and it isn't. You know, our media, for the most part, are secular. It depends on where you are and what the restrictions are. So, you know, we've had capacity restrictions of about 15%. It used to be 10 people in the church here in Toronto. And I live across the street from this giant, gorgeous, old Catholic church that can probably seat 600 to 700 easily. Well, and there's a bunch of those in town. And the Cardinal Archbishop got a hold of Premier Ford and said, 10 people in my church makes no sense. We need to be at fire code capacity, just like restaurants, just like retail. So they allowed that. As of today, it goes back to 10 because our case numbers have gone up. Out in Alberta is where they arrested a pastor. They have, you know, there have been different things where different local police authorities have tried to shut down drive-in churches where people have shown up and not left their car, and their cars are required to be more than 6 feet apart with the windows up. So, yeah, you've got people who are being overly heavy-handed. It's almost always just portrayed as, look at the crazy Christians showing up.
Brian, I'd love to talk to you some more. We're up against the clock, but please let us know how we can help. I mean, you know, we're barely, you know, holding our head above water here, but goodness.
Send vaccines.
Yeah. Well, we should. I don't have any pull in the White House, but thank you so much. I appreciate it, Brian. You bet, Brian Lilly.